This is NPR.
Good morning, everybody. Two giants in the tech industry making news today. Microsoft has made an unsolicited bid to buy Yahoo. Microsoft is offering $44.6 billion for the internet portal. The announcement comes as Yahoo and Microsoft have fallen behind Google in the race to capture online advertising dollars. The internet search engine has been struggling as of late. Since reaching a 52-week high last October, Yahoo shares have fallen 46%. This week, Yahoo's CEO announced that the company would cut about 1,000 jobs. To international headlines now, two devastating suicide bomb attacks in Baghdad today have killed at least 64 people and wounded dozens more. Reports say both attacks were carried out by women. In the first, a woman detonated explosives hidden under her traditional black Islamic dress in Baghdad's main pet market. About 20 minutes later, a second woman struck a bird market in a predominantly Shiite area in southeastern Baghdad. It's the deadliest bomb attacks to strike the capital since the so-called surge of U.S. troops deployed last summer. One of al-Qaeda's top commanders has been killed in Afghanistan. Abu Layth Alibi's death was first reported on a website used by Islamist groups. Reports say he was killed in a U.S. missile strike in the northern border region between Pakistan and Afghanistan earlier this week. The al-Qaeda commander's death was reported at a time of growing pessimism over the U.S.-led campaign against the resurgent Taliban. Earlier this week, an independent study warned that Afghanistan risks becoming a failed state because of deteriorating international support and the growing Taliban insurgency. And today, mourners in Salt Lake City are grieving the death of the leader of the Mormon Church. More than 100,000 people are expected at the two-day viewing of Gordon B. Hinckley. He was the Mormon president and prophet who died Sunday. Here's NPR's Howard Burkus.
Thousands of Mormon faithful and non-Mormons who admired Gordon B. Hinckley are filing past his open casket in a church conference center in downtown Salt Lake City. Officials at the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints say they expect as many as 120,000 mourners during 20 hours of viewing ending Friday night. More than 20,000 more are expected at Saturday's funeral, including Health and Human Services Secretary Mike Leavitt, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, and Republican presidential hopeful Mitt Romney. A block away, a protest is planned by anti-Mormon evangelicals from the Westboro Baptist Church in Kansas. Hinckley's replacement is expected to be named early next week.
NPR's Howard Burkus reporting, and that is the news. It is always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.